Go ahead, George.
Tom Mann and I are both on the phone, yeah. Mr. President. This morning, the reason that I was more optimistic than the Admiral Rayburn was that we were getting reports from different people. We've now succeeded in getting those two people together in one room, and we just had a joint telephone. Tom Mann and I just talked on the telephone jointly with the ambassador who had sitting across the desk from him. So what we have is a joint appraisal of the situation. And on the whole, I would say that it is reasonably optimistic. They feel that the junta is still seems to be engaged in a cleanup operation, that there's still a lot of fanaticism among the rebel group, and they're holding out in town, but that the cleanup operation is going forward, that they don't at the moment foresee the need for any direct American intervention, but that we're going to have a telephone call from them, a fresh message every hour on a regular basis, and we're trying to straighten out this communications failure because neither the State Department nor the Defense Department had gotten the CIA messages, which should in the normal course have come over here. So I think we'll get it all straightened out finally, but there was some kind of a communications breakdown this morning.
Mr. President, he said that they had succeeded in taking food from CARE. They're distributing that to people, civilians, and also to the junta people, that this food has helped their morale, that in general he doesn't see any change in the situation. There is a police barracks surrounded by the rebels, which is under bombardment and may fall, and which is without food. They don't know how to get the food to them.
They knocked out, on the other hand, they knocked out two rebel tanks.
They've knocked out two rebel tanks in the last few hours. And on the whole, I would say that Tapley sounded less apprehensive than, well, it's far from being over. Less apprehensive than he has at any time since he's gotten back.
Well, he wasn't very apprehensive at all up to this afternoon. He thought we had charge.
Well,
this is a joint appraisal of the...
Now, what is that? Summarizing that is that... That
both sides are tired, and both sides are hungry and tired, that the people are tired of the shooting and the fighting that's been going on a long time, that
who's running the country?
That the junta has a plan,
which
that they've got their walkie-talkies, they're in communication, that their morale has been helped by the food which has been made available to them. And he doesn't see any need for immediate U.S. action. Now that's, I think, a fair summary of it. And then he gave details, the two tanks and the police barracks and that sort of thing. And we asked him...
The same guy that sent that message?
Yeah, that's right.
No, I don't mean to leave an impression, I don't think Bennett did either, that this thing can't go bad in 2 hours, or that it's all over by any means. I don't think that's the case. But as of this moment, he thought things were better because...
Did you tell him extra Marines were coming ashore?
Yes. We had already sent him a flash on that, and I also indicated it on the phone. And we talked with Bob, and that order's been given, and so on.
How many will you have now?
I think they'll have up to,
1,000?
1,400 is not right.
All right, well, that's
all right. About 1,400. They'll raise it.
All right, now, what are you doing with the OAS?
Well, we haven't been back on that since we talked to you, but I'm sure that the Venezuelan made his proposal, and that we made no comment at all, and they hopefully will meet again tonight or tomorrow morning, I'm not sure about the time, and decide whether to proceed under Article 39 of the Charter instead of the Rio Treaty.
Whatever we do, let's try to keep control through backgrounders, George, you and Tom,
right.
Of our good intentions and so on and so forth in this thing, and so we don't just let them take the initiative and let a few critics run us over.
Right.
Now, I see that you had two or three good statements on the House side, and I just sure hope that we're calling in everybody deals with Latin America, House and Senate, all the correspondents that deal with them that you can, and...
We'll keep it flowing with stuff.
Now, Mansfield called me on the other phone. What would you say would be a fair and accurate summary as of this moment?
Well, that fighting is still going on. That people are tired and hungry on both sides. Some defections on both sides. But
which one has the most strength?
The rebels think that they have a plan which they can carry through.
Hunter has a plan which they think they can carry through that will give them.
Nothing's going to be decided very quickly. That's my guess.
Nothing's going to be decided very quickly. And what are we doing?
We're handing out food. We're putting the additional men in the perimeter on the beach.
We're handing out food and medicine and putting extra men on the perimeter on the beach, protecting the embassy, and have we called all of our people into one central location?
No.
We have not.
No, I think that that's not necessary.
All right, okay, all right. I just want to know.
Now, Mr. President, one other thing that I think you know, we agreed with McNamara that we would move two battalions from the States over to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I knew that.
Next door.
That's good. Okay.
Okay.
Keep me informed, George.
Yes, sure.
Jet man.